Now let's see if we can head to New Hampshire. Carmen's on the line. Carmen, tell us what's going on at your house, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Certainly. Hello, Mr. Whitford and Mr. Truini.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a bathtub that I suspect is from 1930, and we have mold and rust in the seal around the bathtub drain. And I'm thinking, I'm hoping I can fix it, though I've tried everything I can think of. And if I can't fix it, I'm thinking we have to replace it, but that's not my first choice.
Okay. Sure. Well, thanks again for sending us a nice close-up picture for us to see how we see a little bit of rust and how something has kind of trapped that mold and mildew around there. Boy, you've worked on it. You've tried bleach, peroxide, lime away. All of that is some of the things that we might recommend. Joe, what do you think on this? Do you think maybe that some of the rust formula that we talk about could be used? And then I'm wondering if this shouldn't be re-caulked and just, kind of kill everything there and then caulk over it. What do you think?
Yeah, Carmen, I think you might be able to repair this rather than replace it. But even if you had to replace it, it's not that big a job and it's not a very expensive job. But let me ask you a quick question. Is this tub an enameled steel tub? Is it a fiberglass tub, an acrylic? Do you know what the tub itself is made out of?
I believe it's the enamel steel. It's
okay.
Yes.
That's fine. Yeah, because the reason I ask is looking at this photograph, I see a little rust around the tub stopper, the drain. But if you take that off, you might find that rust is actually on the tub, the hole where the drain goes through the tub. And if that's the case, that's fine. There's very little rust, I suspect. You can clean it. You'd probably have to remove this drain stopper to get to it. But you'd have to sand away the rust, get down to bare metal, and then, prime it and paint it and then, as Danny said, replace it with a really good gasket or a really good 100% silicone caulk when you put the stopper back. As long as the stopper works and the stopper itself isn't rusted, I would just put it back. I don't think there's any reason to replace it. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you might find that rust is not on the stopper. Kind of looks like it, but I can't tell in the photograph. And if you remove it, then it would be really obvious where that rust actually is. And I suspect it might be on the tub.
I kept thinking that it was on the sealant, and I've tried to, thinking I could dig that out and replace it, but it seems like I need a jackhammer to do that.
Well, I would remove the stopper first, and sealant wouldn't ordinarily rust, so,
okay.
I'm not sure. Assuming that brown is rust, I'm not sure what else it would be. But I think removing the stopper would make it clear what exactly the problem is and where it is.
That's much better than replacing the whole tub. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yes. I would wait a while to do that, see if you can can dress it up just a little bit. But glad we were able to help you, point you in the right direction. If we can help you any other way, you know what to do.